USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukrainians celebrate a day of unity, Kyiv appears to blame Russia for a cyber attack on their infrastructure Tuesday. The defense minister in Russia published a video to demonstrate it was returning some troops to base after live fire exercises. It should be noted no numbers or base names were offered in the video release. San Francisco, California residents recalled three Democrat members of the city's school board Tuesday for what critics called misplaced priorities in putting progressive politics over the needs of children during the pandemic. Ann Hsu on KRON San Francisco.
They are putting politics over education. They're harming our children, and we can't wait to kick them out.
Voters overwhelmingly approved the recall in a special election, according to votes by the San Francisco Department of Elections. Vice President Kamala Harris will swear in Cynthia Tellis as ambassador to Costa Rica later on today. USA Radio News.
Water stains on the shower glass. Try rubbing some shaving cream on.
Tyler's cleaning crew knows every housekeeping trick in the book.
Handling timesheets now.
But they need a proper bookkeeper to keep finances tidy.
New equipment is a business expense, right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen Temporal Scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
The sharp spike in murders in the Maryland area has led officials to take drastic action as the investigation backlog is overwhelming the system.
Maryland's chief medical examiner's office has over 200 bodies needing autopsies and is dealing with the backup by storing many in a Baltimore garage and loading dock. Delegate Kirill Resnick, a Montgomery County Democrat, said the growing number of bodies has been driven by a spike in murders, COVID-19 deaths, and overdoses. Resnick says some remains are being kept on an emergency basis. In refrigerated truck trailers, the U.S. National Disaster Medical System is sending at least one worker to Maryland after the state appealed to the Federal Emergency Management Agency for help. Resnick said people who go into the medical field want to heal the living, not work with the dead. State documents show that Maryland health officials have increased salaries to more than $370,000 a year to try to recruit more pathologists. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Thanks for letting us be a part of your day. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you miss the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
Senator Roger Marshall, the Republican from Kansas, has introduced a Senate resolution to end President Biden's COVID emergency powers that started March 2020 at the beginning of the pandemic by former President Trump. Mr. Marshall on Newsmax.
What I hear from folks back home is we're much more concerned about inflation than we are COVID right now. And what the president will do, he'll use this declaration of emergency as an excuse for him to continue to fearmonger, continue to exert power over us, to continue to put masks on our children, and to keep people from going back to our normal lives. So just think about how he's using this power to continue inflation. This is his excuse to continue to borrow money, to continue to pay people more to stay at home than to go back to work, and all this exacerbates that supply chain disruption. So this is about power and control, about Dr. Fauci and the president using this emergency as an excuse to exert power over you and your family.
President Biden wants more money.
The Biden administration is telling Congress it needs an additional $30 billion to press ahead with the fight against COVID-19. Two people familiar with the details told the Associated Press the request includes earmarks for vaccines, testing, and preparation for future variants. Meanwhile, the governors in Democratic-led states are lifting coronavirus restrictions. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.